Good rainy morning, everybody. Wow, look at NRG's parking lot. Even with 100% rain forecast for this last game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, look at the fans on Fan Appreciation Day getting their tailgate on. And you know what? Why not? It's the last time that you're going to be able to tailgate at NRG Stadium. Now, it might not be the last game for the Texans, but being the sixth seed, that's the only seed they could be, they would have to be on the road for the rest of the season. I got no problems with that whatsoever. But this is the last time the fans are going to be out here tailgating, getting their tailgate on. And I'll tell you what, having been out there a few times way back in the day, that tailgate is probably the best that I've seen. In all those years that we used to be at the Astrodome with the Oilers, never got the tailgate. But here, the Texans fans put on a whale of a tailgate, and this is their day. And hopefully, the Texans will follow with a win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And as you look out there, you can see all kinds of things. I see there's a fire pit. People are getting their hands warm, and it's cold out there today too. So these diehards, thank you very much. We haven't been able to go on the scene outside too much, well, because I got a lot of things that I have to do before the game, and well, Jay's got a lot of things he has to do before the game, but we figured, you know what, why not pay homage to the best fans in the NFL, as Bill O'Brien has called them. And you've heard it. You've been in the stadium. You know how loud this place gets. In fact, let's go check it out when it's actually quiet. We'll see if John Weeks is available, and we'll catch some long snaps from him. Well, as you can see out on the field, John Weeks is ducking us yet again. See, against Washington, he almost nailed me with a punt snap, and I've been telling him all year long he's going to have to snap those to me for an on the scene. But it must be too cold. We're actually back inside, so it's nice and toasty. I don't know if it's 72. My hands are a little chilly sitting in here, but that said, I've never watched a game at NRG from one of the seats, ever. I've either watched it from the press box or I've watched it from down on the sidelines. I've never seen a game sitting in the stands, well, at least a Texans game. I have seen a college game with my dad. We saw Wisconsin LSU at the beginning of the year, but that's it. That's all, and even Monday for the bowl game, we'll be down on the sideline. But, man, look at the view from this seat right here. I think I'm in the 300 section. And these are beautiful seats. My goodness, right down in this end zone, you can see everything perfectly. You can see DeAndre Hopkins come down with a big catch. Now, this is the end zone where J.J. Watt doesn't score any touchdowns, so he has to go the other way. But you at least get a good view of it from right here. And look, in this place, they're great. They're great views everywhere you look, even up in the 600 nosebleed sections up there. Those are great seats, and this is a great building. We started on the scene in Denver way back when. I hope that we get a chance to go back to Denver or Cincinnati or Pittsburgh next week. But if this is our last on the scene, really appreciate all of you watching every single week. It's been a blast. We've done a lot of different things on the scene before the game, and my man Jay McDevitt behind the camera does a whale of a job. And if he could turn the camera on him so you could see his face, I would do it, but I know he's not going to. Only Bill O'Brien could tell him to take the camera down. I can't do that, and I won't do it because he's great. He's been excellent shooting on the scene. But we started it just to give you an idea of what it's like well before the game. Hopefully we've been able to do that. It has been a blast. Hopefully we see you next week. At a minimum, we'll definitely see you next year on the scene from right here at NRG Stadium. Thanks a lot. I'm John Harris for Jay McDevitt. See you next time, everybody.